You're listening to Succeed, Just Let Go, a podcast that'll change how you think and change your life. I'm Willie Horton and I'm a psychologist, been helping people change their lives since 1996, broadcasting from the French Alps. I'm delighted to have you along. Let's take this week's step in the right direction. If you have been listening to even a couple of episodes of this now fairly long-running podcast, you will know that it is not very often that I ask you to cast your minds back to your youth. In fact, this might actually be the first time I've done it in over 200 episodes. But I want you to cast your mind back to your youth, because when we were young, certainly the boys listening to this, probably everybody knows about magnets. We all played with magnets when we were small. We all knew that magnets had a north pole and a south pole. And we all knew that if you put north to south, the magnets attracted each other. But if you put north to north, they repelled each other. It's the attraction bit that I want to talk about in this episode. I hear you saying to yourself, are we going to talk about the law of attraction? Because so many people have said to me over the years, are we talking about the law of attraction? Because most people have a very jaundiced view of the law of attraction for the simple reason that a lot of rubbish has been said and written about the law of attraction, in particular the book called The Law of Attraction, which says you just have to wish things into your life and they'll fall into your lap. Now, I also hear you thinking to yourself, but I use the expression fall into your lap regularly. Actually, I don't. All I'm doing is repeating what so many online program owners have said to me over the years. Things fall into my lap. But actually what they mean is it feels like things fall into their lap because it feels so effortless to get all that's best for them in their lives. Now, if something feels effortless, it is effortless. Because if something feels difficult, you end up suffering from stress because you're thinking that it's difficult. So if something feels effortless, it actually is effortless because effort only comes from thinking. So yes, I am talking about stuff that feels as if it is falling into your lap, which is not the same thing as so much, as I said a minute ago, rubbish that has been written about the law of attraction, that you just have to order stuff from the universe and the universe delivers. It's so much better even than Amazon Prime. You don't have to pay for it. You just order it and the universe will deliver it to you. Absolute nonsense, obviously. We've all got to do what we've got to do to enable the stuff that is best for us in our lives fall into our lap. What does that mean in practical terms? Well, for starters, if you want to win the lottery, you have to buy a ticket. It's kind of obvious when I put it that way, isn't it? A man or a woman's got to do what a man or a woman has got to do. Unfortunately, when we're using our mind normally, most of the things that we do have nothing to do with what we need to do to get to where our heart desires or to get the best out of our lives. So I want to talk, continuing on from last week's podcast, where I actually explored some of my own personal experiences of things falling into my lap, what we know to be synchronicities. We've talked about synchronicities a lot in this podcast. I want to continue on from that, and I want to start by addressing a question that a number of people asked me as a result of last week's podcast. I talked about how, by what normal people might think to be pure happenstance, we found, Lisa and myself and the children found ourselves sheltering from a thunderstorm outside a shop in Chamonix, Mont Blanc, a shop that sold sweets, tobacco, magazines and apartments. And how subsequently, only a couple of hours later, we had bought a small holiday apartment, which at the time we didn't realise would be the home to which we emigrated on 5.99 Ryanair tickets a few years later. Only a couple of years later, actually. some people have said to me, so is that where you live now? Do you live in a small holiday apartment? It was always our intention to settle into our new place of living in France and then to either buy a house or build a house. So I want to tell you what happened 3 days after we arrived in the little town, the ski station of Les Contamines-Montjoie, on the slopes of the Massif de Mont Blanc in the French Alps. We arrived a few days before Christmas. We settled in, and one of our friends in the village, who owned the ski shop right next to the building where our apartment was, invited us out for Christmas Eve dinner. Now, Christmas Eve, as you may know, is the big deal in France when it comes to Christmas. So we were honoured. We were walking down the street. It was snowing. It was dark. The snow was glistening in the street lamps. We were walking down the street with our friends from next door when we bumped into one of their friends. And they introduced us to a lady called Natalie. And Natalie, it turned out, was an estate agent. And it turned out that Natalie had possibly the best piece of land, constructible land, for sale within the area of Les Contamines-Montjoie just at that moment in time. We saw that piece of land on the day after Christmas Day. We bought it the day after that. And then we put in our application for planning permission. We were told that, generally speaking, in the commune of Les Contamines-Montjoie, planning permission takes generally between 9 and 12 months. Now, there's no good reason for it other than the fact that the mayor in Les Contamines-Montjoie likes to leave people hanging on, leave people waiting, possibly on the pretense that he has an awful lot of stuff to do, which we know he doesn't because he actually taught us how to ski. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. We put in our application for planning permission on the 1st of February. So we're now only, 6 weeks into emigrating to France. On Valentine's Day, we got a letter in the post that said Arrêté Municipal. Now, and having learned only school French, the rest of it I picked up along the way, I actually said to myself, what does arrêt mean? Because arrêté means to stop. So I drove down to the guy who had submitted our planning permission. I said, what is this? Can we not build on the land that we bought? He said, no, that's your planning permission. I said, what? 14 days after we submitted it? He said, well, I've never seen anything like that in my life. And I've been working as an architect in these parts for the last 30 years. Planning permission in record time. Why? Because we bought a piece of land beside the deputy mayor. Didn't know that at the time. And the deputy mayor was only too delighted to discover that someone was going to build a private house on the piece of land beside where he lives, rather than perhaps four little apartments. We got our planning permission in 14 days. These are the kind of things that happen when you are in flow. We've talked so much about being in flow. When you are present, when you have, as we've said before, presence. Why? Because presence is like a magnet. Presence is attractive. Now, people who don't have presence are like the other end of the magnet. They are repellent. They are what we have come to know and love in this podcast as normal, crazy people who want your energy. I want to explore that a little more as we go as well. They want your energy because they feel low on their own reserves of energy, because they've bought into the crap that they learned during their formative years, that they're undeserving, that they are unworthy, that they have a load of perceived inadequacies, and they don't deserve to get anything much out of life other than what evolution and nature intended, that they would make it through the day. But you're the north end of a magnet when you are in flow. You are going to, first of all, interestingly enough, be aligned with the electromagnetic field of the planet. I'll come back to that in a minute. But you're actually going to attract everything into your life that you need in the right way at the right time. This is what has been horribly christened the law of attraction. And what I mean by horribly christened is that people have taken it, this whole idea of the law of attraction, order and it'll be delivered, swallowed it whole, and then have been disappointed when what they thought the law of attraction was doesn't deliver for them. We've talked about setting our minds. We talked about the heat-seeking missile, indeed, 2 weeks ago, and how when we do set our minds, our subconscious mind, aka our intuition or our gut instinct, will dodge and weave to bring us to where is best for us, because we set our mind to what it feels like when we get there. That's how you set your mind. We've talked about that a number of times before. We've talked about, two sessions ago, the heat-seeking missile. It doesn't matter what obstacles are thrown in your path. Your heat-seeking missile will get you to where is best for you once you have given it the coordinates. Now, I keep saying where is best for you. Most people will think, and that's, as we know, the rock on which everybody perishes, will think that you can order what you think you want from the universe and the law of attraction will ensure that you just get it. That's nonsense. That's absolute nonsense. Now, by the way, as we've said before, I've worked with people who have set their minds, set their heat-seeking missile, given their heat-seeking missile coordinates of what they thought they wanted, and because it's a heat-seeking missile, it delivered. And then they realised that that wasn't what they wanted at all. So we're not talking about ordinary goals and objectives here. And I made that clear in the last few weeks when I actually said I don't even like those two words. Goals and objectives are suggestive of targets that I'm aiming for which I need almost a project plan to move myself in the direction that I think I want to go. That's not how the world works. I know we were told when we were young and impressionable that to get on in life, you need to get yourself a good education, get yourself a job and work hard to be a success. That is not how the world works. You don't need to work hard. You need to work smart. And smart is what your intuition tells you. That's what smart is. So you need to be tuned into your intuition. When you are tuned into your intuition, you will recognise opportunities as they are presented to you. We could have been out on Christmas Eve with our friends in Les Contamines, Montjoie, and had one drink too many and have been introduced to Natalie and said hello and goodbye to her and never have even known what Natalie did. Never mind that Natalie actually had in her possession the title deeds to one of the plummest pieces of land in Les Contamines Montjoie. It goes back to something we've been saying over the last few weeks. And indeed, what I recommended by way of my weekly quick tip to those of you who get my Thursday morning video quick tip and reflection every week. I recommended Tony DeMello's book, Awareness. Because this is what we're talking about. We're talking about being aware. We're talking about being aware of what is going on and the significance or otherwise of what is going on to our situation in which we find ourselves at this moment in time in the context of us knowing that deep down we have set our minds to get all that is best for us in this life starting right now. We're not talking about long-term stuff. I mean, just reflect on this for a minute. We moved to France on the 13th of December. We arrived in the Alps a couple of days before Christmas. We met the lady from whom we bought the piece of land 2 evenings later. 2 days after that, we saw the piece of land, bought it, and 6 weeks after that, we had our planning permission. And by the way, less than a year after that, which is a record for around here as well, we were in the house, looking up at the Massif de Mont Blanc. So, by the way, that answers the question that some people ask me, are you still living in the holiday apartment? We're actually living now in our third house since we moved to France, because we moved down the valley 15 years ago for more sunlight, more heat, and less isolation. We're in a lovely place now, looking up at the full range of Mont Blanc. Indeed, looking at 5 different ski stations, simply from sitting in our garden. We live in a beautiful place. When we wrote a perfect moment, in other words, when we set our intentions or set our minds to sitting in a beautiful garden, having a glass of wine, when we did that in 1997, we never actually specified where that would be. To specify the specifics of anything to which you set your mind is to close your options down, to put on your blinkers and to block out every other opportunity other than the ones that you think fit with your specifics. There's the word think buried in that sentence again. You need to let go. When you set your mind, you need to set your mind to a feeling of what it is like to have arrived, how it feels. And your subconscious mind will interpret that. Indeed, the hippocampus in your subcortical brain, the emotional centre of your brain, which obviously lives off feelings, will interpret that and know where is best for you to move forward. Now, you might say to yourself, how does it know? Well, let's explain how it works in practical terms as designed by evolution. What was best for us in evolutionary times was that we would survive. That was, if you like, the primary directive, that you survive. And therefore, if you were out hunting for that night's dinner and you found yourself in a place, a strange place that you'd never been in before, and the bushes rustled and a man or woman eating tiger presented themselves in front of you, your hippocampus would immediately already have created a 3D map of where you are and would already know the best and least effortful way for you to meet the primary directive, to get out of there and survive. This is what the hippocampus does when you are not thinking. If you were to stop to think about, I wonder how I'll deal with this tiger now, you'd be dead. No, you do what you need to do instinctively and effortlessly. And you live to survive another day. When we meditate, as we've talked about so much in this podcast, we, if you like, flick a switch in our subcortical brain so that this wonderful piece of equipment, the hippocampus in our subcortical brain, is no longer focused on threats in the way in which evolution designed it. Instead, it becomes focused on threats. Obviously, we still have to keep one eye on the possibility that something might happen us. But it becomes focused on opportunity, which means the other eye is alert to things that might happen for us. Once you're in that zone, you will always have a 3D map of what is going on in the here and now. And if you leave your thinking mind aside and allow your hippocampus do what it does best, it will enable you say and do exactly what you need to say and do in any situation, not only to spot and embrace the opportunities that the situation might present you with, but actually as a result of your doing the right thing and saying the right thing, you end up creating your own opportunities. In other words, as we said recently, creating your own synchronicities. How do we create our own synchronicities? Well, the heat-seeking missile knows to where I need to get. So the heat-seeking missile will ensure that I just do what I need to do, just say what I need to say, and avoid the rest so that I move effortlessly towards where is best for me. That is how the world really works. But I want to come back to attraction. We talked last week, for example, about how having expressed an intention. Now, for those of you who didn't listen to last week's episode, it's very important that you go back and listen to the distinction I made between the two words that I didn't like earlier on, goals and objectives, the distinction I made between setting your mind to perfect moments and having intentions. Intentions are like the umbrella that covers all our other goals and objectives. And my intention, I'll tell it to you straight, is to have the best of life right here, right now. And it's working pretty well for me. Things fall into my lap. As we discussed last week, synchronicities have been strewn across my path as I've moved forward effortlessly to where I'm sitting now in the Vallée du Mont Blanc, as I said a minute ago, looking up at Mont Blanc, which, by the way, in the heat at the moment, isn't quite as Blanc as it should be. But that's an aside. Well, it is and it isn't, because we're destroying our planet. And, you know, when you're in the zone, you won't do stuff that actually adds to the damage that's already being done. That's another day's work. It's something we probably need to talk about at some point along the way, because essentially what we're talking about in this podcast will not save the world. It will not change the world. But what it will do is change your world. Beyond recognition, beyond anything that your thinking mind could ever imagine, beyond the whole idea of having, as we said a few minutes ago, to work hard to be a success, your taking control of your state of mind will change your world. And your world matters. Because first and foremost, it matters to those around you, those you love, because when you have presence, not only do you attract into your life all good things, you become attractive, more attractive to those around you, and your presence raises their game, as a result of which their world changes a little. So by my changing my world as a result of my being present and being attractive, I contribute to changing the world at large. And you know, it won't be the world's so-called leaders, and that's all they are, that change this world. It'll be people like you and me who, through changing our own world, drop our little bit of flowing energy into the universal tide of flowing energy, as a result of which the tide will alter course ever so slightly. We only need to reach a tipping point. But again, that's another conversation that we might have, or a conversation that I will allude to right now by virtue of the fact that I would suggest to you that you have a look at heartmath.com. This is an organisation in California that, first of all, publishes daily details of the Schumann resonance. That what? The Schumann resonance, the electromagnetic pulse of the planet on which you and I are sitting at this moment in time. But one of the key things that the HeartMath Institute in California is working upon is getting enough people meditating together, because first of all, when we meditate together, obviously we become calm and present ourselves. The result of that is that our energy flows freely, that our magnet becomes attractive rather than repulsive, that we actually attract into our lives the things that we need to move forward effortlessly. But as a result of our electromagnetic pulse becoming coherent, it becomes tuned in to the Schumann resonance and affects the Schumann resonance. And enough calm people in this world will calm this world down. I know that sounds strange, but we alluded to it a couple of months ago when I talked about a group meditating in Greater Washington, D.C. area, and how that had an impact on violent crime in the Washington, D.C. area. This is well researched and well documented. All we need to do is reach a tipping point. But anyway, let's come back to you and me, because you are the most important person in your life. And you can change your life right here, right now, by ensuring that you are present right here, right now. Reflect on that. You can't be present any other time other than right here, right now, which means you can't live your life at any time other than right here, right now. You better turn up to right here, right now. We do that through training to turn up, training to be present, training to be immersed in the moment. The training, as we've said on many occasions, is meditation. As a result of my morning training, I'm tuned in to play the game of life during the course of the day. My morning training is my meditation. I train to be cool, calm and collected during my meditation, so that during the course of the day, I am cool, calm and collected. So that I'm in the zone, so that I don't just know what's going on and know what I need to do. I am a beacon of light. I am attractive. I draw into my circle the things that I need and the people that I need and the opportunities that I need to move myself forward effortlessly. And as a result of that, I am an example to those around me. By the way, whether you realise it or not, if you have a leadership position at work. And I don't mean a CEO position. You could be the leader of a team or just an influential person in an organization at work. If you are in any of those positions, you are an example. Whether you know it or not, people are looking at you. They may not even know that they're looking at you, but they are looking at you as an example, and they can feel it because they can feel it, or because they can feel your presence, or indeed, they can feel your lack of presence. If you are a parent, it actually goes without saying that you are a role model for your children. And you've been a role model for your children from 3 months before they were born. There's a huge amount of research in relation to that. So if you get your act together, if you get your head straight, you're going to have a positive impact on everybody around you. And as I said a few minutes ago, that isn't only going to change your little world, my little world, it's actually going to change the world. So let's circle all the way back around to the start of this week's episode and let us zone in on the importance of being present and how that makes us attractive. Let us zone in, indeed, back to last week's episode on how, when we are present, the intentions that we have set for ourselves, taken on board by our subcortical brain's hippocampus, guide that heat-seeking missile effortlessly and inevitably towards the best place for us, moment to moment. Starting, as I said a few minutes ago, right here, right now. We're not talking about some destination off in the future. Indeed, there is no destination on this beautiful journey of ours. But let's circle back again to last week's episode when we talked about setting those intentions of yours. And as I said last week, you can set those intentions in the negative. Like when I said to Lisa, I don't want to travel for business anymore. And you know, less than 36 hours later, she had the answer. The synchronicity as to how that would actually come about had dropped into Lisa's lap. If you want to know more about that, go back to last week's episode. It's a fascinating tale with regard to how we completely transformed our own business after 23 years of working for ourselves into an online business, which has been providing us with all good things since 2018. I will mention one or two more things in relation to all of this. First of all, there are two links with this week's podcast and only with this week's podcast. Now, people ask me, where do I find the links? You find them in the podcast player that you're using. The first link is to enable you sign up for my weekly free videos, reflections and quick tips. There are over 900 of those at this stage because they've been running since December 2008. Now, there's another important reason why you might want to do that, and it relates to the second link in this week's podcast, but only in this week's podcast, because as I mentioned last week, Jeff Walker and his product launch formula changed our lives by enabling us completely transform our business into an online business, into a successful online business. That it keeps us in all the good things that we love experiencing out of life. Now, just listen to that sentence for a minute. It isn't I want, I want, I want. It isn't I plan to have this, I wish I had that. It is all the good things that we love having in our lives right here, right now. And tomorrow, Thursday the 14th of August, Jeff is running a masterclass in how to either launch an online business or allow the online business that you already have hit the stratosphere. Now, that will simply not apply to most of the people listening to this podcast, but it may be a synchronicity for you. All that said, the key message from this episode today is that the law of attraction actually works, but not in the way in which the book says. You are attractive when you are present because you have charisma and presence. You will attract into your here and now what is best for you to give you everything that is best for you once you have set your mind, set your intentions to having what is best for you, by imagining how it will feel when you are experiencing what is best for you. Enough said. You've been listening to Succeed, Just Let Go. To get involved, join me in my Facebook group, strangely enough called To Succeed, Just Let Go. And for more information, visit www.willie-horton.com.